It's breakfast in prison with nowhere to go. Life laid out for him 4 years in a row. He took all his chances and he threw them away. For breakfast in prison for the rest of his days.
That's the Mark Kreitzer Band, one of the groups at Jed Fest this year, a fundraiser for the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association held January 23rd at the Krause Hartig VFW in Spring Lake Park. January 23rd is in the statistical coldest week of the year, but with 12 bands and 12 hours and a lot of offstage music and meals, GenFest is a joyous occasion. Ann Ijima is here. She's a Bluegrass Association board member.
They had one last year that was so much fun. It was wall-to-wall music. There was jamming in all kinds of corners. There will be, again, some lead jams and then a lot of informal jams, people just sitting in a circle together and playing. Then they'll have music on the stage from noon till midnight. We're going to be having a silent auction. There'll be raffle prizes, so there'll be a lot of music-related prizes and a lot of non-music-related raffle prizes and auction items as well.
And it was Mark Kreitzer who got you started on the fiddle when you were on the faculty at Carleton, the institution where Mark teaches. But when Mark sent you to a bluegrass festival, you found out that bluegrass is more than a music style.
It was the most amazing experience, the most fun, warm, welcoming community I have seen in ages. So I just got hooked in. I've been going to as many festivals as I can ever since. I'd actually been listening to it. I just didn't know what it was called.
And before we were listening to Mark Kreitzer's Breakfast in Prison, and let me say, what a great hook that is. That's an original. But in bluegrass, playing covers is considered totally cool. A favorite group of yours is named Cousin Dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're just a great, fun group. You never know what they're going to be playing, though. If they are playing a bluegrass number, they're liable to turn it Latin. Or they're liable to take rock and roll and turn that into bluegrass. But whatever they do, it's almost always unexpected and a lot of fun.
Now I dreamt that you were Joan of Arc and I was Don Quixote. Everywhere we went, the world was dim for. But I gave up dreaming and became a priest. Put it right out of my system.
We're speaking with Ann Ijima about the January 23rd fundraising event called Jed Fest, and for information, it's Minnesota Bluegrass, all spelled out, .org. It's called Jed Fest because the event serves as a fond farewell to Jed Malishke, the longtime executive director of the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association. It'll be in Spring Lake Park at the Krause Hartig VFW, and one of the groups on stage will be Ivory Bridge. Have you heard them?
Oh, absolutely. At a number of festivals all over the state. They're a great group, really good instrumentalists, but I think particularly well known for their very fine vocal harmonies. And they do some very, very nice originals.
Yeah, that Kathy Liners has written some provocative titles like, What If What You Want Isn't What I Need? Whoa!
You say you love me true, baby, I believe you do. Doubt is what can hold us apart. Times I needed you, together just us two. You don't see me holding out my heart. And I've always tried to listen and receive. I have always tried to give you what you want from me. What if what you want isn't what I need?
Jed Fest, Saturday, January 23rd from 12 noon to 12 midnight at the Krause Hartig VFW in Spring Lake Park. Sponsored by the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association, on the web at minnesotabluegrass.org. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.